How to fertilize lucky bamboo, 10 pro tips that you must know. If you want to know how to fertilize lucky bamboo, here, I will give you a comprehensive guideline with pro tips. Almost all houseplant lovers have a pot of lucky bamboo, Dracaena sanderiana, in their indoor plant collection. Lucky bamboo is one of the low-maintenance kinds of indoor bamboo plants, however, there are tips that you must consider for caring for it. In my previous article, I told you about taking care of indoor bamboo plants and discussed their requirements in detail, such as their light requirements or the best ways to provide humidity for lucky bamboo. Another factor that is essential to the healthy growth of lucky bamboo is its fertilization in pots. It is important to ensure it receives the necessary nutrients. In this article, I want to show you how to fertilize lucky bamboo with a lot of golden tips that will help you in this issue. Keep reading. What is lucky bamboo plant fertilizer? First, you must know that the fertilizer used for lucky bamboo grown in soil is different from the one used for those grown in water. So, the first step to answering how to fertilize lucky bamboo is finding the best fertilizers for the different growing conditions of lucky bamboo. Let's define them. Fertilizer for lucky bamboo in soil. You can use a general-purpose houseplant fertilizer with a balanced NPK ratio. Lucky bamboo benefits from a balanced, water-soluble fertilizer with an NPK ratio, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, of around October 10, 10 or 20-20-20. This provides essential nutrients in the right proportions. Dilute the fertilizer according to the instructions on the package and apply it to the soil once every month or once every 2 months during the growing season, spring and summer. Make sure to water the plant thoroughly after fertilizing to distribute the nutrients evenly. I recommend to read my article about how to water lucky bamboo in soil to find out how to do it prepositional. Choose a balanced fertilizer. What fertilizer to use for lucky bamboo in water? Lucky bamboo can also thrive when grown in water-filled containers, often with pebbles or marbles as support. In this case, you should use a specialized liquid fertilizer specifically formulated for hydroponic or water-grown plants. These fertilizers are usually high in nitrogen and contain essential micronutrients that can dissolve well in water. Dilute the liquid fertilizer according to the instructions and add it to the water every 2 to 4 weeks. Remember to change the water regularly to prevent the buildup of toxins. Using the appropriate fertilizer for the specific growing medium is crucial to provide the necessary nutrients for the healthy growth of lucky bamboo. How to fertilize lucky bamboo? After you found the best fertilizer for your lucky bamboo, it is time to discuss how to fertilize lucky bamboo. In the following, you can find out pro tips that you must know. So, keep reading. 1. Always dilute the fertilizer. Always dilute the fertilizer to half or even a quarter of the recommended strength. Too much fertilizer can harm the plant. Follow the manufacturer's instructions for dilution ratios. 2. You must fertilize during the growing season. Lucky bamboo typically grows most actively during the spring and summer. Therefore, it's best to fertilize during these months when the plant is in its growth phase. Reduce or eliminate fertilization in the winter when growth slows down. 3. Consider the frequency of fertilization. Fertilize lucky bamboo every 4 to 6 weeks during the growing season. This slow-release approach prevents over-fertilization and nutrient buildup in the soil or water. 4. Apply fertilizer to moist soil or water. Apply the diluted fertilizer to the soil, if grown in soil, or the water, if grown in water, when it is already slightly moist. This helps distribute the nutrients more evenly. 5. Avoid fertilizing dry soil. Never apply fertilizer to completely dry soil, as it can potentially harm the plant's roots. Water the plant lightly before fertilizing if the soil is dry. 6. Keep an eye on the plant response. Pay attention to how your lucky bamboo responds to fertilization. Healthy growth and vibrant green leaves are signs that it's receiving the right amount of nutrients. If you notice leaf burn or yellowing, reduce the frequency of fertilization. 7. Flush the soil or water. Every few months, flush the soil or water with plain, clean water to remove any excess fertilizer salts that may have built up. This helps prevent salt accumulation, which can damage the plant. 8. Use a pH-balanced water source. If you're using tap water, be aware of its pH level. Lucky bamboo prefers slightly acidic to neutral pH levels. If your tap water is too alkaline, consider using filtered or distilled water to maintain an optimal pH environment. 9. You must rotate the pot during fertilizing. Periodically rotate the pot or container to ensure even nutrient distribution and balanced growth on all sides of the plant. 10. Monitor for signs of over-fertilization. If you notice salt deposits on the soil surface or signs of overfertilization, such as leaf tip burn or browning, flush the soil or water thoroughly and adjust your fertilization routine. What is the best fertilizer for lucky bamboo? Finally, I want to tell you my opinion about the best kind of fertilizers for lucky bamboo. I often choose slow-release fertilizers, optional. Slow-release fertilizer pellets or sticks specifically designed for indoor plants can be convenient options for lucky bamboo. These gradually release nutrients over time, reducing the risk of over-fertilization. Conclusion. I tried to provide you with pro tips for fertilizing lucky bamboo. I showed you how to fertilize lucky bamboo with the nutrients it needs while avoiding the common pitfalls associated with over-fertilization. How do you fertilize your indoor plants? Do you provide specific fertilizer for every plant? Please tell us about your ideas and experiences below this page.